At that moment, the door opened, and Gandalf came quickly in.
"Hello,"
said Bilbo.
"I wondered if you would turn up."
"I'm glad to find you visible," replied the wizard, sitting down in a chair. "I wanted to catch you and have a few final words. I suppose you feel that everything has gone off splendidly and according to plan?"
"Yes, I do," said Bilbo.
"Though that flash was a bit surprising, it quite startled me, let alone others. A little addition of your own, I suppose?"
"It was. You have wisely kept that ring secret all these years. It seemed to me necessary to give your guests something else that would seem to explain your sudden vanishment."
"And would spoil my joke. You are an interfering old busybody," laughed Bilbo. "But I expect you know best, as usual."
"I do, when I know anything. But I don't feel too secure about this whole affair. It has now come to the final point. You have had your joke and alarmed or offended most of your relations, and given the whole Shire something to talk about for 9 days, or 99 more likely. Are you going any further?"
"Yes, I am. I feel I need a holiday. A very long holiday, as I have told you before. Probably a permanent holiday. I don't expect I shall return. In fact, I don't mean to. And I have made all arrangements. I am old, Gandalf. I don't look it, but I am beginning to feel it in my heart of hearts.
Well preserved indeed,"
he snorted.
"Why, I feel all thin, sort of stretched, if you know what I mean. Like butter that has been scraped over too much bread. That can't be right. I need a change or something."
Gandalf looked curiously and closely at him.
"No, it does not seem right," he said thoughtfully. "No. After all, I believe your plan is probably the best."
"Well, I've made up my mind anyway. I want to see the mountains again, Gandalf. Mountains. And then find somewhere I can rest, in peace and quiet, without a lot of relatives prying around and a string of confounded visitors hanging on the bell. I might find somewhere where I can finish my book. I have thought of a nice ending for it. And he lived happily ever after to the end of his days."
Gandalf laughed.
"I hope he will. But nobody will read the book however it ends."
"Oh, they may, in years to come. Frodo has read some already, as far as it has gone."